Wonderful. And that was Dan Cokewell with his fantastic tenor voice, and Michelle Schumann in a very grand piece. It started out rather modestly, intimately, but then what on earth?
Yeah, it has an incredible arc to it, and just takes us on this journey. And I just want to say about the recital, it's a very atypical recital. It's not your regular kind of park and bark. But we have the...
I had never heard that, park and bark for a recital.
It's a really crude thing to say, isn't it? But it's not that at all.
What do you think about that, Dan? Park and bark?
It's an old singer term.
I hadn't heard it.
Not necessarily a flattering one.
Right.
Well, all to say that I'm not... all to say that there's going to be some movement. It's semi-staged in a way with a little bit of movement from the singers. They come and go. They're duets together. And once we
there
start...
There are duets
okay. as well. In between some of the songs, we do some poetry. We do this great shape note song that is really amazing. And once we start, there is no break for about 75 minutes. So each of the songs go either directly into each other or kind of segued with improvisation, either by myself or the singer. So once we get into that bubble that is Emily Dickinson, we stay there for an hour and 15 minutes. And I really think that there's something powerful about being in that space and staying in that space and not, you know, popping that bubble with applause for a while. And when I've done this program, it's actually going to be Dan's first time to do this program, but when I've done it, the people who are in the audience, they are absolutely transformed, transfixed, and almost everyone has always told me that this is their favorite concert of all time. So it's a real experience, and I really recommend it highly.
I can't imagine not doing it. It's going to be Friday night, so everyone must come. And you get your tickets at the Austin Chamber Music Center. Just austinchambermusic.org.
That's correct, yeah. And
so let's hear one more song. This is by Ricky Lee Gordon?
Yeah, Ricky Ian Gordon, fantastic composer.
Ricky Ian, there's a Ricky Lee Jones, but this is Ricky Ian Gordon.
Ricky Ian Gordon, yeah. He's a New York composer, and this is If All the Griefs I Am to Have.